It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. As the year rolls on and I write a piece for radio each week, so much changes in life in Australia and around the world. It's easy to be negative, but in an odd way, it's right to be sceptical about most things, especially today where ethics, honesty and integrity are mostly gone in many aspects of our lives. Apparently, we have to make endless allowances and we are told to be inclusive and that change is always good. I don't entirely share those views, as I believe stability, security and personal core values are vital for a healthy, homogeneous society. It appears that many folk worry about their future, especially financially, while others spend with gay abandon and believe tomorrow will look after itself. This is a selfish mantra, where in the end others will be forced to pick up the bill for this type of instant gratification and irresponsible attitudes. Governments are then called on to help pick up the pieces for human incompetence and selfish greed, which means the broader community pays for this inconvenient truth. It's unfair and unsustainable. In a world which worships the golden calf and holds up gold as the most precious earthly commodity a person can possess, the result is a world driven by the dollar alone. The sad results are now available for all to see, but the money basis for life is taking a very nasty turn, and here is one troubling and extraordinary example. Interest rates are at very low levels, which suits borrowers but cripples those living on investments. Now we have a situation where some countries like Denmark, Japan, Switzerland and Sweden are actually functioning with negative interest rates. Many other countries are at record low levels and may well tip into negative territory in coming years. With negative interest rates, the banks actually charge you, the depositor, to hold your savings. So it's counterintuitive and by any measure quite dangerous. You may listen to many so-called experts in finance tell you negative interest rates will, in fact, provide a boost to the economy because people will spend their savings rather than pay the bank to safeguard them. Now, this may be true in a simplistic way, but it drives a sense of insecurity, and this shifts the mood of a nation, also into negative territory. What's even harder to grasp is that in some cases the banks will actually pay people to borrow money from them by offsetting some of the repayment on loans. Don't be fooled, however, as this inverted logic will fail, in my view, and the price will be a worldwide depression with many unintended consequences. The paradigm of never-ending growth is coming to an end, and in part because there are now far too many people on this lonely, finite blue planet. The Gold Coast is a good example of building on the never-never, where all that seems to matter is building more high-rise, destroying more forest, and ramming more people into near-unlivable battery hen dwellings. All this activity is said to be good for us, but in reality it damages society and enables shallow, greedy leaders who don't think about our future, only theirs. In this sense, they too are using negative logic, as though this will provide a sustainable future and build real wealth, which it won't. The cost is borne by society in general, and just like the banks, we must pay them to hold our precious family future in their hands. negative interest rates, and the inevitable parallel with society does not bode well for us, and yet says a lot about the developer mentality promoted within the Gold Coast City Council. When the so-called local government runs down the community's greatest assets for short-term gain, much is wrong and much is in negative territory. Negative interest rates are a perilous and dangerous experiment, risking all we have. Right now, worldwide, there is $20 trillion in debt with a negative yield. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.